我们亲爱的主天父
Dear Heavenly Father，
我们真是要感谢赞美你，让我们在众儿女到你面前来敬拜你。
I want to praise and thank you for you allow your children to gather and worship you。
我们是什么样的人呢？但是你拣选了我们，让我们能在这里服侍你。
Who are we, but you have chosen us so that we may serve you here？
愿我们的众弟兄姐妹一生一世来跟随你。
All our brothers and sisters spend the rest of our lives to follow you.
不要被世上的风俗给拉去。
And not be distracted by the things of this world.
我们的一生和世人相是完全不同的，因为我们有了一个新生命。
Our life is completely different from those of the lives of the people of this world, for we have a new hope.
我们的生命是充满了神的良善与美丽。
We have a new life that's full of the grace and beauty of the Lord.
主啊，拉住我们的心，一生一世不要放开我们。
Lord, please hold on to our hearts and never let go.
因为我们自己是小信的，我们常常被世上的事情所拉走。
For we are of little faith and oftentimes being veered away by the things of this world.
愿你的话语充满今天这个我们众弟兄姐妹的中间。
May your words be among us today.
愿你坚定我们的心，让我们一生跟随你。
May you reaffirm our hearts so that we can follow you for the rest of our lives.
谢谢主，感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you, Lord. We praise in the name of our Lord Jesus.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主的恩典，今天又让我与大家众弟兄姐妹一起来分享我自己的见证和神的感谢神的恩典。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord that today we can be here to all together and allow me to have this opportunity to share my testimony.
上一次呢，我和弟兄姐妹分享了是在耶稣在复活升天以后在底比利亚海就是加利利海向门徒所显的一个神迹的事情。
So last time I share with you in regards to after our Lord was resurrected and he has risen. And then he appeared to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, which is also known as Sea of Galilee.
是，他那个故事讲的就是门徒们去打鱼，什么也没有打着。耶稣替他们打了鱼，他们问他们小子们，你们有吃的没有？上次是讲的这故事。
And so that story was about how the disciples was in a boat and trying to fish, but they got nothing. And then the Lord came to them and said, "Hey, do you have you gotten anything to eat?"
Yeah.其中这个故事中呢，有一个很重要的人物是彼得。
So in that story, there's a very important character, and that was Peter.
大家有可能知道彼得算得上是耶稣的大门徒。
So I think all of you are very familiar with him. He could be counted as one of the greatest disciples of Jesus.
当我读了圣经的时候，我就是越来越感到在他身上所发生的事情，时时让我明白。
And so the more I read about the story of Peter, the more I learn from his life.
我们这些被神拯救的人是时时软弱的。
And from him, I realize that those of us who are saved by the Lord, how oftentimes we meet moments of weakness.
就像在罗马书七章十八节说的，在我里头，在我肉体之中，没有良善。
As the book of Romans chapter 7, it says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me."
立志行善由得我，但是行出来的由不得我。
That is in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
当我知道我们这些蒙恩得救的人是有恩典的。
But we know that those of us who are saved, we are being blessed with grace.
所以我就选了今天的标题，就是从马太福音八章十七节里面所选的，就是要应验先知以赛亚的话。
And so today I chose the topic of my sharing my message from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 17. It says, "This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet."
他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
He himself took our infirmities and carried away our disease.
所以我今天与弟兄姐妹分享这个是我们是多么的软弱。
And so today, the topic I'd like to share with everyone is on topic of how our weaknesses.
这就靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们才能坚强起来。
It's only through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can become strong.
我这准备这经文的时候，我是不知道这个英文怎么翻译这个软弱。我本来以为就像这个我们中文翻的软弱是 soft， 其实是不对的。它英文翻成是 infirmity， 就是不坚定。
And so initially when I was preparing this message, I didn't know quite how the English word will be used to translate infirmities. I thought it was something like softness, but it's actually infirmities.
So, 我们今天呢就来看看这个我想看一下，就是分享一下这个彼得是怎样软弱的。
And so today I'd like to take a look at how Peter, his weakness.Or infirmities through which we can learn from.
所以今天呢，又讲到这个彼得打鱼的事情。我看了看圣经呢，差不多有讲到这个耶稣替彼得打鱼呢，大概有差不多有四次这样的光景。
So we take a look at how Peter went fishing, and just that alone been counted four times in the Bible.
好，我们看看第一次是怎样彼得是怎样打鱼，耶稣是怎样认识他的？我们看一看这个 point part 是在约翰福音一章三十五节到四十二节我和这个天乐，我读两节中文，你读两节英文，这样子可以快一点。好
，So let's take a look at the very first time when our Lord Jesus met Peter while he was fishing. So this was recorded in John chapter 1, verse 35 through 42, and we'll take two verses each so that we can get through this quickly.
在次日约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他们见耶稣行走就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
Verse 37, the two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, what do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说，你们来看，他们就去看他在那里住，这一天便与他同住。那时约有身正了，听见约翰的话，就跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
Verse 41, he found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translates means Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which translates to Peter.
彼得那个时候就离开了约翰，就跟随了施洗约翰，就跟随了耶稣。
And so that was the first time that was their first meeting. So Peter at time then left John the Baptist and to follow Jesus.
为什么呢？因为这个施洗约翰这对众人高声说：“看哪，神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。”
And the reason why was that because when John the Baptist first met Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
这时候彼得是一个渔夫在打鱼的。
So at the time, Peter was a fisherman. He was fishing.
你看那个时候他为什么跟随耶稣呢？因为他的老师他的那个施洗约翰说这是神的羔羊。
And the reason why he followed Jesus instead of John was because John the Baptist at the time said, "This is the Lamb of God."
他想耶稣比我的老师还大，他是神的羔羊，是大祭司，我就跟着耶稣，就比较有奔头。
Peter must have thought, "Oh wow, so Jesus sounds like his greater teacher, John the Baptist, for he called him the Lamb of God, and so he's the eternal high priest. So if I follow him, then I must be going somewhere."
对啊，所以说他说，他说我可以做大祭司的跟班是不错的，所以他就跟了耶稣。
And so he must thought that it's probably pretty good to be a follower of the high priest.So that's why he followed Jesus instead.
但跟了一阵之后呢，发现呢，耶稣也不像是个大祭司，而且这个公会里面的祭司也不欢迎这个耶稣，所以他就觉得耶稣没有什么特别，他就又回去打鱼了。
And so, but after a while, to Peter, Jesus didn't seem like a high priest, nor the other priests seemed to accept him.And Jesus just appeared like any other person. And so there's nothing special about him. And so Peter left to resume his fishing.
所以然后呢我们看第二次耶稣呢又一次呼召他是在加利利的海边。我们看马太福音。
And the second time Jesus came again to calling to Peter. And this again is by the Sea of Galilee.
好，我们看有没有。
In the book of Matthew,
四章十八节。
In chapter 4, verse 18.
好，我读两就两节。耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见兄弟二人，就是那称为彼得的西门和他的兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。”
Now, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishermen, fishers of men."
当彼得这一次听到耶稣呼召他的时候，他说，他一觉得，哎，这个得人这个事情要比打鱼要好得多。
And so this time when Peter heard Jesus calling out to him, he must be thinking, wow, probably it must be much better to get fish for men than fish for fish.
如果有人跟一大堆人跟着我的话，我就是大人物了。
And so if I have a whole big group of followers, I'm doing pretty well. I'm pretty like a big shot.
然后这次呢，他又把他的网扔了，他又去跟着耶稣了。
And so again, he cast aside his net to follow Jesus.
那过了一阵子之后呢，也没有什么人跟着他，他又呢决定呢，还是回去又打鱼吧，这个又不跟了。
And after a while, he thought to himself, there's nothing special about Jesus. And so again, he gave up on that and then went back to fishing.
所以你看啊，这个我们这次讲的第二次，这个彼得打鱼，下面又看看这个第三次彼得又是这个耶稣再次呼召彼得。
And so that was the second time when Peter went back to fishing. And then the third time, again, he was fishing.
所以我们看路加福音是五章一到六节，我念两节。
And this was in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 6.
我念两节，听一下，念两节。耶稣站在哥尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船在湖边，打鱼的人都离开船，洗网去了。
And then verse 3, we'll read 2 verse again. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land, and he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water, and let down your net for a catch.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但听从你的话，依从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。 OK， 好，所以这个再一次呢，这个耶稣在那个哥萨尼勒湖哥尼撒勒湖在讲道的时候，大家都很多人都来听耶稣的道。道我讲完之后呢，他就说彼得去到水深之处打鱼。
And so once again, Jesus was preaching by the lake of Gennesaret, and after he finished, he called Peter and told him to roll his boat into the deep water to cast down his net.
这彼得是那个时候意思说，我是这么多年打鱼，我知道水深之处没有鱼，你叫我去打鱼，我撒网在水深之处，那我就去吧。
And so at the time Peter must be thinking that I've been a fisherman for many, many years. I know there's no fish in the deep water, but since you told me to do that, okay, I'll do it.
但是没想到这一网打下去就打了很多的鱼。
But yet to his surprise, once the net was cast and then brought up, he caught many, many fish.
然后呢，装了两艘船，他才意识到。
And then it took two boats to haul in all the fish.
他才意识到主耶稣是有权柄的，他不是一般的人。
And only then did he realize Lord Jesus must have power and authority, and he is no ordinary person.
所以他才知道主耶稣是神，所以就俯伏下来。
And he realized that our Lord Jesus is God, and so he bowed down.
在下面的第八节，就是其实这是路加福音五章八节，接着记载，主啊，他说，彼得说，主啊，离开我吧，我是个罪人。
And in the same book, chapter 5, verse 8, he said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man."
所以他这次是真的意识到自己是个罪人，他错看了主。
So this time he finally realized that he was a sinner and that he was wrong about Jesus before.
从此以后他就撇下他所有的，就跟随了耶稣。
And then from that point on, he threw away all everything aside. He put everything aside to follow Jesus.
他的心智坚定, 一直跟主走到克西马尼园。
And he made up his mind to follow the Lord Jesus all the way to the Garden of Gethsemane.
为什么他这次就一直跟下去呢? 因为彼得知道承认自己是个罪人了。
What was so different this time? Why was he able to follow Jesus this time? It was because Peter realized that he was a sinner.
他自己, 有眼无珠, 不认识耶稣。
And he didn't truly know, he was blind, and he didn't really realize, he didn't really know Jesus.
第四次就是最后一次，就是我上次也分享过，就是复活以后，彼得还是去打鱼了，但是主再一次帮助他这彼得和他的其他的门徒来打鱼。
And then the fourth time, it was after our Lord Jesus was resurrected, and again Peter and the others were fishing, and again Jesus helped them to fish.
好，这个我就也是在约翰福音二十一章的四到八节，我两节两节。
And this is in John chapter 21, verse 4 to 8. Again, we'll read 2 verses each.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”
And verse 6. And he said to them, "Cast a net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch." So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garments on, for he was stripped for work, and he threw himself into the sea.
所以其余的门徒就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。这个是讲的是，就是耶稣被出卖。 然后被钉死以后，然后这个彼得和其他的门徒信心软弱，又回到这个提比利亚海，就是加利利海去打鱼。So
the background of the story was that at the time Jesus was, after he was betrayed and he was crucified on the cross, Peter and the others, due to their weakness in faith, they went again back to their old ways, which is fishing for fish.
不但自己去,
and not only did he himself went back to fishing, but he also brought other disciples with him to fish.
打来打去,
and they toiled for it into the entire night, but yet got nothing.
那时候他们不知道我们的主耶稣那时候已经复活，有怜悯的主向他们显现说。
And he didn't know at the time that our Lord Jesus has already been resurrected. And so the merciful Lord appeared to them and said,
小子们，你们有吃的没有?
Children, you do not have any fish, do you?
不要以为自己是老水手了，你想离开我以后打鱼就很有把握了。
What he means by that, by saying that, is that do not think that just because you are an old fisherman, you're an experienced fisherman, that you are sure, you are very sure of yourself in terms of fishing.
怎么整夜打鱼就没有打到鱼呢? 现在没有吃的了吗?
How come that you toil away into the night, but yet you still have nothing to eat right now?
然后就发生了, 叫他们撒网打153条鱼的事情。
And then it was after that, then he instructed them to cast their net, and then they hauled in 153 fish.
所以这里彼得认出主来说, 哎呀,这是我们的主, 就跳到海里去, 先到岸上去见主。
And it was only then that Peter realized that, oh, this is our Lord, and he jumped into the sea so that he could get to the shore to meet him sooner.
好,这个故事大家都是很熟的。
So I'm sure a lot of you are very familiar with the story.
但是你看，我们看下面的就是上次讲的这个最后一个故事的下面的发生的事情，我今天还是要再讲一下子。But
then if you look at what happened next, the story I also shared last time, but I'd like to repeat here again today.
讲的是彼得他的心情的这个他的感情的转变的事情。It
talked about how Peter's changed.
所以他们这些。 这次虽然认出了主，也愿意顺服下来拜主。
So this time, even though they recognize that it is the Lord and were willing to bow down and worship Him,
但是主耶稣呢，并不放心彼得。
But our Lord Jesus was still uneasy about Peter.
所以在吃早饭的时候，三次考验彼得说。
And that's why during breakfast, he asked Peter three times.
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这更深吗？
And said, and asked, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
你爱我还是爱这个打鱼呢？
Do you love me more or do you love fishing more?
一次两次三次问到一个地步。
The Lord asked Peter once, twice, and three times.
问到一个地步，彼得从心里说，主啊，我是真心爱你，我愿意爱你。
And to a point where Peter in his heart, he thought, the Lord, I truly, truly love you this time. I'm willing to love you and I'm willing to follow you and not choose any other way.
我从今以后，不论是穷也好，富也好，苦也好，甜也好，我再不再往后看了。
And from now on, whether it be rich or poor, bitter or sweet, I will no longer look behind.
好，我就一心跟随你，我永远属于你。
And said to follow you with all my heart and follow you forever.
直到那个时候，我们的主耶稣基督才说，你喂养我的羊吧。
And only then did the Lord said to Peter, shepherd my sheep.
我把各种各样的教会里的大大小小的有病的或者是软弱的都交给你，我现在才放心你。
And I now place everyone in the church, whether they are strong or weak or big or large or small or infirm or sick, now they are in your hands.
好，这个是记载在这个还是约翰福音二十一章十五节。我那边是有 PPT 的，看一下。
And so this was recorded in John chapter 21 verse 15.
十五节到十七节。
Verse 15 to 17.
好，我不念了。这个弟兄姐妹看见就是。说从那个时候以后，彼得就一生一世再也没有离开过主。
And so, brothers and sisters, after that point, Peter never left the Lord.
最后一直到彼得为主殉道，倒钉在十字架上。
All the way until he was martyred and was nailed upside down upon the cross.
我们从这彼得这个四次打鱼的故事中，我们真是记载中，我们看到一个事情。
And so from these four descriptions of Peter fishing, we can see this.
彼得一次一次的离开主，主一次一次的把他拉回来。
And that is, Peter left the Lord again and again, but yet the Lord brought him back again and again.
我有时候想，这个彼得也真是没用。
Sometimes I feel like this Peter is just so useless.
这个是什么眼光啊？怎么会觉得跟着耶稣没用呢？怎么还会去走打鱼的老路？
He just doesn't have the foresight. Why did he think that there's no use following Jesus? Why did he kept on returning to fishing, his old ways?
我要是彼得，一定是牢牢地跟随主，永不偏离。
If I was him, I will follow the Lord all the way. I will never veer away.
下面就是省略号了。所以这个是真的吗？我看也未必。
But is this really the truth? Not necessarily.
好，我现在前面是引言，我下面讲的是今天的第一个点，就是我们天生是属于这个世界的。
So next, I'd like to begin sharing the first point of the message today, and that is that we were born into this world.
我们知道我们生下来就是属于老亚当的。
For we know that when we were born into the old Adam.
出生以后，我们就会和弟兄姐妹争抢。
And after we were born, we start fights with our brothers and sisters.
为什么他有的我没有啊？
Why did he get that and I didn't?
为什么父母带他出去没有带我去啊？
Why their parents brought him out to play but not me?
我们心里的嫉妒，大家都有一点经验吧。
I think all of us have some experience in regards to being envious of others.
长大以后，别人做什么，我们也做什么。
And as we've grown and matured into adults, whatever other people do, I also learn to do.
别人有的，我也要有。
Whatever other people have, I want to have as well.
别人出国了，我也要出国。
Other people get to study abroad, I want to study abroad.
别人学英文，我要学的比他们更好。
And other people are learning English, I want to be better than they are.
我们的一生的追求是没有停过的。
So we never stop chasing after things.
但是不论你追什么，你是想这个追这些事情是为了自己的好处。
But regardless whatever we pursue after, it's for our own benefit.
有好处就追，没有好处就不要。
If it benefits us, then I will pursue it. If not, then I won't.
这好处有很多种。
And benefits are many. There are many kinds of benefits.
有利益的好处，也有钱财的好处。
And so there are benefits, and also there are monetary benefits.
记得以前考大学的时候，选专业的目的，主要就是看将来的就业前途。
I remember that as I was getting into taking the college entrance exam, in terms of choosing which major, my whole goal is all about which major will have the best career path.
好像这是唯一我们选专业的标准。
It seems that was the only reason, that was the only criteria we used to choose our major.
以前当然还有一些看看有没有好的名声啊什么的。
Of course, sometimes you also take into consideration whether the college has good reputation.
以前我们出国时候也不知道国外有好工作的事情啊。我就是觉得出国的时候名声会比较好。
Before we actually left China to study abroad, we didn't know that there going abroad also means better job opportunities. All we knew, but at least we knew that it sounds better to be able to live in abroad and study abroad.
至少这个有面子，比同学要强。
So at least you could brag in front of your fellow students.
我们看看当初彼得跟随主是什么原因。
So let's take a look at what motivated Peter to follow the Lord in the first place.
这个在马太福音记载，施洗约翰说：“我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我来以后的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火。”
So in Book of Matthew, it's recorded that Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 is recorded that John the Baptist said that as for me, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I'm not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
但是呢，这个彼得的兄弟安德烈是施洗约翰的门徒。
And so Peter's brother Andrew.Was a disciple of John the Baptist.
这个施洗约翰在犹太人那个时候是非常有名的。
So John the Baptist at the time was very famous among the Israelites.
很多犹太人到他施洗约翰那里悔改受洗。
And so many people went to John the Baptist to repent for an baptism.
彼得那时候想，这个人约翰啊，这个耶稣比施洗约翰更大，跟着他。做门徒将来一定能有名。
And so Peter must be thinking that, oh, since this Jesus is much greater than John the Baptist, so if I become his disciple, I must be pretty good onto something.
没想到这个耶稣不受法利赛人的欢迎。
But he could never imagine that Jesus was actually not welcomed by the Pharisees.
大家想一想法利赛人当时的那个权势和地位。
So if you can imagine the type of power and status that the Pharisees at the time wields,
彼得就觉得跟着耶稣不见得自己会成功。
And so Peter realized that he probably won't have any much success by following Jesus.
所以他就退却了。
And so he backed down. He left.
这个光景就像耶稣在路加福音里说的故事所描述的。
And so this was just like the scene that Jesus described in Luke chapter 14, verse 18.
好，我念一下这两节。众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”又一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。”
But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, I have bought a piece of land and I need to go out and look at it. Please consider me excused. And another one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to try them out. Please consider me excused.
彼得老是把跟随耶稣和他的这个打鱼事业做对比。
So Peter constantly compared following Jesus to his job fishing.
他 老是在那里比较哪一个比较划算。
And he was constantly comparing which one would net him more gains.
论到忠心，这个彼得绝对算是忠心的一个。
So if we talk about loyalty, Peter definitely is loyal.
但是他就是放不下他在地上的事业。
He was definitely loyal, but he just could not lay down his worldly career.
所以一次一次的又离开主，然后一次一次就去追求他的事业，他的这个打鱼事业。
And so that's why he left the Lord again and again and again and again. He returned to his career of fishing.
哎，有人会说这个打鱼算得上是什么事业啊？了不得算个职业。
So some may say that fishing is no career. That's it's a job at the best.
就是就像我们这些上班做工的人一样，都是就是一份职业吗
？Just like us, those who are working 9 to 5, isn't that also just a job?
这很有对比性，就像耶稣刚才说的这个五对牛的人。
So there's definitely a parallel here. Just like how Jesus talked about the person who bought 5 yoke of oxen, is that a great career?
但是这个五对牛，最多只是个开始。
He bought 5 yokes of oxen. It's just a beginning.
要从五对牛变成一个牛场主要好多年，其实任何时候都会因为各种原因停止或者破产都有可能。
And from buying 5 yokes of oxen to becoming a cattle ranch owner, it will take many, many years of work and hard work, and there are many things that could happen along the way and that could cause him to go broke.
彼得被主呼召了以后，就是左右思量，就是划不划算。
And so after Peter was called by the Lord, he constantly was making calculations in his head which one will benefit him more.
就像我们以前没有信主的时候我们也是这样想的。
And just like us before we become believers, we too do these kind of calculations in our heads.
没有这么好事吧，别人骗我入教是有目的的吧。
We constantly think that there's no such good thing, there's no free lunch, there must be a reason why these people want me to go visit the church.
万一入了教会不会变得很傻，就是自己什么也不做就等着上帝给我安排人生啊。
If I enter into the church, become a member, will I become dumb and not be able to think for myself and just wait for the Lord to make plans for my life?
有可能大家不太知道，我们以前所受的教育是以事业为重。
I'm not sure if you realize this, but the education we received before put a heavy emphasis on careers.
记得以前是我高中还是大学的时候，你知道我们中国的这个春节中央台的春节联欢晚会是这个领导中国潮流的。
So I remember maybe it was like a high school or in college.I remember back in the day, the Central China Television Channel had this spring festival gala or event every spring New Year, and that those events were basically sets the trend for the rest of the society.
不知道从什么时候开始，这个中国人民有幸听到了闽南歌。
And I can't recount the exact time when, but at some point, the people in China get to hear the songs sang in Hokkien dialect.
若不是中央台放的话，我想全国人民是不知道，大部分是不会知道有这个闽南歌这个。
So if even for the CCTV having these presentations of people singing in Hokkien dialect, I doubt that the rest of the country would have known there's such a dialect and songs sang in that dialect.
其实我也挺喜欢闽南歌的。
So I personally love to listen to Hokkien songs.
有一首闽南歌叫做要拼才会赢。
And there was this very famous song called from the Hokkien song called Fight to Win.
所以这个歌呢就给全国人民呢指明了方向。
And so this song essentially became a compass for the entire country.
那个时候是90年代。
So that was in the 90s.
从那以后呢，大陆呢就进入了这个黄金的年代。
And from then on, mainland China entered into the golden age.
所以我也记得以前20年前信主的时候，一起参加查经班的，同样背景的大陆的人问我。
And so I remember that joining a Bible study group, and then people of my age asked me this question.
这个信了耶稣以后就不要事业了，对不对？
And they asked, so it means that if we become believers, if we believe in Jesus, then we can't have a career, right?
估计那时候那个人也没有人回答他。我也是很多年没有明白这个到底是不是这句话是对的。
I think at the time no one was able to answer that question, and it took me many years. I myself were trying to find the answer to that question.
但这几年呢，我明白了，耶稣给了我们一条比事业更好的路。
But in recent year, I finally understood. I think Jesus gave us a road that's even better than a career.
或者就是说，这个追求这个事业并没有多大的意义。
More strictly speaking, to pursue a career has not much meaning at all.
彼得当时和我们刚信主的光景是相似的。
So Peter at the time is in a very similar situation as us when we first become believers.
所以人做决定的时候，一般都是选择一个好的决定，差不多就是按照人的标准来选择。
And so normally when a man makes a decision, he makes the decision based on which one benefits him the most. And usually that is in the context of the worldly, is worldly observations.
但人的标准是常常是要变的。
But however, the standard, the man's standard constantly change.
记得我们这有个艾琳阿姨，她以前说她来美国之前和她的先生两个人是分居很多年的，是在不同的城市生活的。
I remember Sister Eileen shared once that before she came to the U.S., she and her husband have lived apart in different places for many years.
大家大概不知道为什么有夫妻会生活在不同的城市。而且会分居很多年的原因是什么？
I'm not sure if you're aware that what may be some of the reasons for why a married couple would actually live in different places for many years.
这个原因大家就有些我们不知道，但是我可以解释一下，就是一个户口的这个事情。
And so for those of you who don't understand this or don't have the background, I'll just quickly want to mention that this is all about your place of residence.
就记得我父亲说过，在他们那个年代，没有什么是要紧的，最要紧的就是户口。
And so I remember my father mentioned to me this, that during his time, in his days, nothing else mattered except your place of residence certificate.
我妈以前在世的时候也跟我讲了无数次她的故事。
And while my mom was still alive, she shared with me many times about her things that are going on in her life.
是他的嫂子怎样把他的户口本藏在这个米缸里面？
How her sister-in-law hid her place of residence certificate inside the rice jar.
只因为这个，他才没有胸口上别个大红花，跑到乡就下乡去。
And it was only because she did that, she didn't have a red bow tie put on her and then be sent off to the countryside.
我们这一代人不明白这个事情，户口是上一代人最最要紧的事情，最要紧的东西。
It's hard for us to our generation to understand, but the previous generation to them the place of residence certificate that was the absolute most important thing in their life.
到了我们这一代呢，标准又变了。
But when it comes to our generation, the standard changed.
我是讲大陆的人啊。
Of course, I'm talking about people from mainland China.
这个大陆人现在是房子变成最要紧的东西了。
So right now, for people in mainland China, the most important thing is a house.
其实我觉得这个真的是很傻。人活的时候就是个住的地方，人一死根本就带不走。
So, but I thought that was really silly because while you're alive, the house is just a place to live, and once you're dead, you can't bring it with you.
对我父亲这一代的人来说，财富是危险的东西。
To my father's generation, having wealth is actually a very dangerous thing.
知道我是家里是上海人，是住在上海的。
And so my family live in Shanghai.
记得我奶奶说过。
And I remember my grandma.
我和奶奶住了很多年。以前有一段日子啊，是很多人家啊，半夜里面啊，会把金项链、金条扔到垃圾桶里去，扔到垃圾箱里去，公共的垃圾箱去。
She recounted that there was even a time when actually a lot of family in the middle of the night would throw their golden jewelries into a garbage can.
白天的时候，别人这邻居知道那个金条就在垃圾箱里头，没有人敢去捡的。
And then during the day, even if the neighbor knew about the golden jewelries inside the trash can, no one dared to touch them.
我停顿一下，大家听得懂这个话吗？就是这个过去的事情。
Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what happened. This was what happened in the past.
到了我们这一代，标准又变了。
And then now come to our generation, man's standards again changed.
一切都是以金钱为标准，人每个人都要成人生的赢家。
Now, money and wealth is the ultimate goal for everyone, and that everyone wants to be winner of their lives.
这个彼得经过主一次一次的带领。
And then Peter, after the Lord's guidance again and again,
他终于明白过来，一生只有跟随主才是最大的福气。
He finally understood that by following the Lord, that is the most blessing he could receive in his life.
我们也信主很多年了，是不是也应该明白过来？
So we have become believers many years as well. We also have that same understanding.
我们是跟随主呢，还是跟随世上的风俗呢？
Should we be following the Lord or should we be following the trends of this world?
好，这个我讲第二点。第二点就是我们是天生就是软弱的。
The second point is that we were born with weaknesses and infirmities.
我们读圣经的都知道，彼得看上去表面上是很坚强的，但是他内心是很软弱。他什么叫表面上坚强呢？
So, as for those of us who read the Bible, we know that Peter, on the outside, he appeared very, very strong, very, very firm, but yet his heart is very, very weak.
所以在马可福音十四章四十五节到四十七节这样记载，犹大来了，随即到耶稣面前说，拉比，便与他亲嘴，他们便下手拿住他。旁边站了一个人，有一个拿出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他一个耳朵。
And so how do we see this? So we go and look at Mark chapter 14, verse 45 to 47. After coming, Judas immediately went to him, saying, Rabbi, and kissed him. They laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave off the high priest and cut off his ear.
这个拿刀的就是彼得。
So the person who drew his sword was Peter.
彼得这个人很勇敢啊。
So he appears very brave.
他们别人来的，他没有害怕，拿起刀来。
So at the time there were many people, but he was not afraid. He drew his sword.
为了主的缘故，与那些人拼杀。
And he fought those people for the sake of the Lord.
别的门徒都没有像彼得那样勇敢，至少当时其他门徒都没有反抗。
None of the other disciples rose up against the people who came. At least no one reacted like Peter.
有可能是对方人多，有些害怕。
Perhaps it was because the crowd that came were many in number, so some of the disciples were afraid.
大家看见这个彼得是很坚强，很坚定。
But it seems like Peter was not afraid at all.
但是他的内心又很软弱。
But why do we say that inside of him he was also weak?
我们看看圣经路加福音二十二章五十五到六十一。
So let's take a look at Luke chapter 22, verse 55 to verse 61.
这个大家也是知道的，但是我还是念一下吧，一人两节。
I'm sure you're all very familiar with this, but I just want to read through this, and again, we'll rotate by reading two verses each.
他们在院子里生了火，一同坐着，彼得也坐在他们中间。有一个使女看见彼得坐在火光里，就定睛看他，说，这人素来也是同那人一伙的。
And verse 57, but he denied it, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And a little later, another saw him and said, You are one of them too. But Peter said, Man, I am not.
因为过了一个小时又有一个人极力地说这实是同那人一伙的因为他也是加利利的人彼得说就这个人我不晓得你说的是什么正说话期间鸡就叫了
The Lord turned around look at Peter and Peter remembered the words of the Lord and he had told him before a rooster crows today you will deny me three times
彼得为什么这个时候害怕了呢
SoWhy did Peter all of a sudden become afraid then?
他以前的勇气到哪去了
Where was his courage?
这个问题我以前也不是很明白。
So I wasn't really clear on this either before.
现在我觉得彼得的勇气和他的环境有关系。
But now I think that Peter's courage has to do with his surroundings.
彼得拿刀的时候他有武器。
So when Peter drew his sword, he had a weapon in hand.
还有其他的门徒在边上。
And he also had other disciples around him.
对方是一伙人，我们也是一伙人。
So what that those people that came are a group of people. We too have people over here.
有可能靠自己的力量还能拼得过。
So if we fight with the other crowd, we still may have a chance.
但耶稣叫他们放下武器之后，门徒就四散逃走了。
But since the Lord told them to lay down their weapons, all the other disciples fled.
耶稣也被抓了。
And Jesus was arrested.
所以那个时候，彼得心里的勇气就退了。
And then Peter, all the courage kind of just bled away from him.
我想彼得心里也是想，主啊，我爱你，愿意为你死。
So I think that at the time Peter must be thinking, Lord, I truly love you and I'm willing to die with you, for you.
但是真的做起来就难了。
But it's so hard to actually do this.
新约里有这个字，就是今天的主题，就是叫做软弱。
So in the New Testament, they oftentimes use this word infirmities.
这个字我以前也不太注意，也觉得不对。
So I didn't pay much attention to this before, and I felt that word wasn't quite right.
我们有了神的大能，怎么会软弱呢？我们信了，信心十足，换了我，一定不会像彼得那样软弱。
I think that wasn't quite right because I felt like we are believers and we have God's great power. Where's this infirmities come from? We're full of faith. If I was him, I wouldn't be like Peter.
真是彼得太不像样了，看见一个死女就害怕了。
What kind of man was he? He was afraid just looking at a servant girl.
但是我现在不这样认为。我们都有软弱的时候。
But I no longer think like this anymore because we all have our moment of weaknesses.
我们时时软弱，关键是软弱以后怎么样。
So we often have our moments of weakness, but the important thing is what do you do after that?
你们有没有靠主的大能常常祷告，求神给你力量，让你坚强起来？
Have you rely on God's great power and to through prayer and pray to God to give you strength so that you may strengthen up?
前几年参加彭弟兄办的这个门徒训练班的时候，我有幸读了这个王明道的自传。
And so a few years ago, when I was in Brother Pong's disciple class, I was lucky enough to read an autobiography by Brother Wang Mingdao.
我也觉得挺好的，写的挺好的。我也喜欢王明道讲的道。
I thought it was well written. I thought the book was well written, and I also like his messages.
我最喜欢的是他的为人。
But what I most liked about him is him as a person.
别人常常讲他这个在文革时候的软弱，我觉得他已经是坚强了。
Other people oftentimes would talk about his weaknesses during the Cultural Revolution, but I felt that how he behaved is already strong enough.
换了我的话，还不知道会怎样呢。
If I was in his place, I don't even know how I would react.
我最喜欢的是他自传里面讲他在抗战时候的经历。
And so my personal favorite from his book is when he talked about his experience during the Chinese fight with the Japanese.
我是比较喜欢听抗战故事的那种人。
So I kind of personally I liked those stories about fighting the Japanese.
是啊，所以以前教会沈伯伯还在的时候，讲他的抗战经历，我就去跑去就听了。
And so, when Grandpa Shen was still with us, he sometimes would share a talk about his experience fighting during that war, and I would go and listen.
我也以前才知道，哎，我妻子李霞的爷爷奶奶以前也被日本人抓去过，哎，我也喜欢去打听这样的故事。
And so when I learned that my wife's own grandparents were once caught by the Japanese, I want to find out more.
这王明道的抗战故事是什么呢？
So what was the story about Brother Wong during the battle, the fight?
他在书中描写了日本人要见他，要把他的教会归入日本的教会皇协会。
And so, in his book, he detailed the experience, and it was that the Japanese wanted to see him because they want to bring his church into the umbrella of the Japanese church organization.
幸好王明道这个人呢，他从来不附和权贵的，也从来不和欧美教会有什么联系。
But luckily, Brother Wong never bowed down to the rich and powerful, and he never didn't have any connection with British or American churches.
不然这个日本人一来，他的命就没了嘛。
Otherwise, probably when the Japanese came, he probably would have lost his life.
在这个书中，他描写了他是怎样害怕的，他是怎样恐惧的。
And so in his book, during this time, he described how he was so afraid and how he was fearful.
他是怎样恒切祷告求神怜悯的。
And how he diligently prayed and prayed for God's mercy.
最后神给了他安慰，给了他力量，让他平安地去见日本人。
And ultimately, God gave him peace and gave him strength so that he can go and see the Japanese in peace.
好在那个日本人也比较客气，也比较忙，所以他躲来躲去，最后就有惊无险就过去了。
And luckily, the Japanese treated him with politeness, and also because they were busy, so he was able to kind of he was trying to avoid him as much as he can and made out just okay afterwards.
彼得、王明道，我们都是天生软弱的。
So.Whether it's Peter or Brother Wong Mingdao or us, we were all born with this born with infirmities.
若不是主的怜悯和安慰和鼓励，
and if it wasn't for God's mercy, His comfort and His encouragement,
我们不可能从这个世界分别出来，走上这条跟随主的路。
It would be impossible for us to be separate from this world and to walk the way of the Lord.
虽然我们一次一次的跌倒，但是我们的主多么爱我们，他鼓励我们，安慰我们，让我们都能爬起来。
And even though we may fall down again and again, but because the Lord loves us so much, He encourages us again and again.
所以罗马书五章六到八节是这样讲的：因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着所定的日期为众人死，为一人死是少有的，为人人死。或者有敢做的，唯有耶基督在我们还在做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So Romans chapter 5 verse 6 through 8, For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
若不是耶稣为我们这些罪人死，我们到今天还是软弱的。
And so, if it wasn't for Christ dying for us for our infirmities, we would still have our infirmities right now.
彼得看见的就是耶稣为罪人死的过程。
And so, what Peter witnessed was Christ dying for the sinners.
然后就那我就跳一些啊。所以大家看见这个路加福音二十二章六十一六十二节是这样记载的，主转过身来看彼得，彼得就想起主对他所说的话，今天鸡叫一些你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
And so Luke chapter 22 verse 61 to 62, The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times, and he went out and wept bitterly.
当读到这里的时候，我就明白了，一个信主的人不是一下子就能坚强的。刚信主的人是软弱的，彼得软弱，王明道软弱，我们也是软弱的。
So when I read this, I finally understood that as someone who believes in the Lord, they didn't all of a sudden just become strong overnight. But rather, those people who just began to believe in the Lord still have their infirmities. Peter had his, Brother Wang had his, and we have ours.
那第三点就是我们讲到这里，我们说我弟兄姐妹会问我们怎样才能不软弱呢？那是个很好的问题。
And so at this point, you may ask, well, how do we not have this weakness?
所以我们看一个例子，其实就是耶稣的例子，大家很熟悉的马可福音14:33-39，一人两节这样读。
So we're going to take a look at an example. So this is another Jesus example. It's recorded in Book of Mark, chapter 14:33-39.
于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来，极其难过，对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候警醒。”
Verse 35.And he went a little beyond them and fell to the ground and began to pray that if it were possible, the hour might pass him by. And he was saying, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，西门，你睡觉吧，不能警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Again, he went away and prayed, saying the same words.
所以以前听到的时候，常常是听说耶稣是仁慈。
So before when I listen to message, oftentimes I hear about Jesus being referred as Son of Man.
所以耶稣有人的性情，一直很难理解什么叫人的性情。
So they describe Jesus as having the characteristics of man, and I couldn't quite understand what does that mean.
我有时候想，我大概算是有人的性情的，因为我到现在还会有时候想起我的祖母，都已经30多年过去了。
And I would think that I have characteristics of man because even now I still think of my grandma. It's been 30-some years.
我想人就是人的话，如果是人的话，他就会软弱，会伤心。
And I think that a man is a man, so if he's alive, he will have his weaknesses.
如果说我们说某个人不是人，因为他心如铁石。
And he'll have his moments when he was down. And so when we say someone who is inhuman, it's oftentimes referred to because that person have a very cold heart.
所以你看这个耶稣的人性是不是很大？他要忧伤，几乎要死。
So if you look at what was just described of him, doesn't he have a lot of just human characteristic to him? He said that in it, it was describing him that his soul is so deeply grieved to the point of death.
耶稣心里也很清楚，他要面对的是什么，痛苦有多大。
And Jesus was very clear about what he was about to face, and there's a lot of pain that's going to be involved.
所以他软弱的时候，他怎么做呢？他就伏在地上祷告。
And so, what did he do when he was weak? He bowed down and prayed.
我们有没有过伏在地上祷告啊？
Have we ever bowed down to the ground and prayed?
我是没有。
I never had that experience.
所以大概没有到特别危急的时候吧。大概，但是我想，我做了基督徒，我们做了基督徒这么多年了，是不是也学学基督的耶稣的样子？有时候可以俯伏在地向神祷告呢？
I never have done that myself, but I think that since we have become his disciple for so many years, shouldn't we all have certain occasions to also be like our Lord and study after him and to bow down to pray?
弟兄姐妹们，不要让高傲阻挡了你们在神面前俯伏祷告，不是什么害羞的事情。
So, brothers and sisters, do not let your pride prevent you from bowing down before the Lord and pray. It's not something to be ashamed of.
这个何况耶稣让我们进入内室祷告，在神灵里与神交通，这是多么美好的事情。
And what's more, our Lord Jesus allowed us to enter into the inner chamber to pray. That is a wonderful thing.
因为就是我个人回想这么多年信主的话，神就在困难的时候常常安慰我们，用这个想不出的办法来鼓励我们，就像 就像耶稣鼓励彼得一样。
So thinking back, there are many occasions where, in my lowest time, the Lord encouraged me in the same way that he encouraged Peter.
所以就像刚才所读的经文，就是彼得三次不认主，他就痛哭，就像一个电影场景一样。
And so, as we from the verse we just read, how he denied the Lord three times, and when the Lord looked at him, Peter cried, wept bitterly. It just reminded me, it was like a movie. It's like a scene out of the movie.
我也不敢想象，如果我是在文化大革命时候的基督徒，我会不会也是这样子？像王明道一样，这个王明道大家知道，最后是。他不认主之后他出了狱，但是后来又后悔了，主动要求去坐牢，因为他不能不认主。
And so I cannot imagine how I'll react if I was a Christian during the time of the Cultural Revolution. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what Brother Wang Mingdao went through during the Cultural Revolution. He was in prison, and then he denied the Lord, and he was let out. But then after he was let out, he regretted it. He actively wanted to get back into prison because he said that he cannot deny knowing the Lord.
所以，我们就是刚才讲的这个彼得几次离开，反复的离开主，我们也看到另外一点。
And so we saw that Peter denied the Lord several times.
所以我们看到彼得没有耐心，这有可能彼得是急性子。
And so from that we also saw this about Peter, and that is that he had no patience.
彼得是急性子的人，大祭司派人来抓耶稣，彼得就拿起刀来把别人给砍了。
So Peter was someone who's very impatient. For example, like when the high priest ordered arrest of Jesus, Peter took out a sword and started slashing people.
这个是多急性子啊，一言不合就动手。
So he's very impatient and very violent too. It's like, you know, it's just because they have an argument or they have a disagreement, he will start acting out.
他对耶稣的看法也是如此，到底跟的对不对，如果不对他就回去打鱼了。
And he was the same way in his interactions with Jesus. So he was constantly asking himself whether he made the right decision to follow Jesus. And as soon as he felt that he made the wrong decision, he abandoned Jesus.
所以我们就是看我们跟随耶稣有没有忍耐，有没有等候。
And so we also need to ask ourselves whether we have patience when we follow the Lord.
所以罗马书八章二十五节到二十七节，就三节我念一下。但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。何况我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只有圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意听圣徒祷告。
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 25 to 27 it says, But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. In the same way the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
这段话一般是指对永生的盼望，但是也可以用在我们向神的祈求中。
So these words could be used to describe our hope for the eternal life, but also it could be used for our prayer to God.
好，我们下面就看下面我的这个，就说我们祈求，我们祷告，但我的问题是下面一点啊，每次向神祷告的时候，只知道把自己的要求向神提出来。
So we know that we should pray to God, but it seems like every time, but my problem is that every time when I pray to God, only just telling him about my wants and desires and requests.
然后就没有了，然后我们也就是问问去神求什么事情。
And that was it.
但是神不计较我们的不能，也不计较我们没有一心寻求神的旨意。
But the Lord did not view, pay special attention to our inabilities or whether we sought for His will.
但是, 神一次一次又帮助了我们, 我们所求的。
But instead, He helped us and answered our request again and again.
我心里也存着感恩的心, 要感谢主。
And my heart is full of thanks to Him and want to give Him thanks.
所以我 今天再做一个个人的见证吧。其实我上一次已经分享了一些见证，我今天还是想再还有一个很大的见证，我要分享一下。
I'd like to give a personal sharing testimony. So I shared in the past, but just today I want to share some more.
我们刚来美国的时候呢，都有这个找工作和申请身份的事情。
And so for those of us who came from other countries, when we first came to the U.S., we all have this experience of finding a job and applying for residence status.
因为这个我们在美国也没有亲属的，唯一的路就是找工作再申请身份的
Because we have no families here for most of us in the U.S., so therefore the only way to stay is through our jobs.
我们教会，这点我们教会有这样的人，其他教会也有很多这样的人。
And so we have similar stories here, and other churches have, their members also have similar experiences.
如果要谈起这个申请身份的苦难, 我们家还有许多家庭都有深有体会。
And so if we are to talk about the challenges and the heartaches of going through and applying for that status, I think not only our families have experienced this, but I think many families have also went through this.
我不想说我们家是最苦的，但是绝对上是算得上是挺苦的。
So I wouldn't say we went through the most. We had the most hardest experience, but it was pretty challenging, to say the least.
这苦难是怎么过去的呢？我们家深有体会。
So our family have this definitely have experience through how we went through this whole thing.
因为我们无能为力，在这件事情上，就是整夜劳力，也不会打着什么的。Because
we on this matter we were truly helpless. No matter how hard you work at this, and you may work through the night, and still there's nothing you could do about it.
因为这不是你努力能得着的事情。Because
this is not something that you could accomplish just because you are working hard.
这个就像读彼得打鱼的事情，我们就家里就有体会。这个事情和你的努力没有关系。So
when we it was similar to the story of Peter fishing. So our family had this similar experience because it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with how hard you personally work.
但我们又不是傻子，我们每天看着孩子一天天长大，这个美国这个身份是一定是要的。And
we're definitely not unaware of what's going on because our kids grew older day by day. We know that we have to resolve this problem issue with our resident status.
不然这个后果是不敢想象。Otherwise,
we dare not imagine what the consequences might be.
当时这个教会呢，有几家也是这种情况，以前的教会。And
so in our previous church, we had other families, a few other families who were going through the same thing.
这个都碰到同样的困难，困难是相同的，但态度是不一样的。And
so we all faced the same challenges. So the challenges are the same, but our attitude towards that challenge is different.
我不是说我有多属灵，但是我当时是祷告的。
I'm not saying that how spiritual I am, but at the time I did pray for this.
我也相信神不会让我们家走不下去。And
I do believe that the Lord will show us the way.
当时我老婆也觉得这个人很我很奇怪，教会的其他人也觉得我奇怪。
At the time, my wife thought I was very strange, and so did the people in church.
这个人的光景已经这样了，为什么还开心呢？
And so they're thinking that you're in such a dire situation. Why you still seem to be so happy?
真的不骗你，神给我力量，让我喜乐。No
joke. Lord did give me strength and gave me joy.
但是有其他家庭的话，就不是这样。But
there were other family that was not like this.
前两三年碰到以前的一个同工，我就问。
And so a few years ago, I met a previous co-worker at church, and so I asked him,
我说某某家现在的光景怎样了呢?
And I asked, hey, how is that so-and-so family? How are they doing?
他这个童工呢是山东人，他送了一句说了一句山东人用的话。
And so this coworker was from the Shandong province, and so he used a local expression.
他说，看见他的样子，都知道他是遭了大难的。
And he said that, well, if you look at him, you'll know that he went through great calamity.
所以我就觉得奇怪了，这么多年过去了，这家不是现在什么都有吗？身份啊，房子啊，工作什么都不缺吗？
And so I thought that was strange. I mean, after all these years, he had everything already. His issue with the status, residence status all resolved. They have a house, he had a job, and they seem to lack in nothing.
所以我就明白了，就是当时那几年申请身份时受的苦。
And then afterwards, I finally understood, and it's because that all the suffering that he and his family went through during those years of trying to get their resident status,
就让那家人一直没有解脱出来。
They never left that behind.
所以你。大家看看我，是不是我像是一个遭了大难的样子啊？我受的苦不比他们家少，但是就是不一样的结果。
So if you look at me, it's like I didn't went through any less suffering than they did, any less challenges than they did because we went through the same thing. But I think the outcome's different.
所以我就是明白了，自己劳力是没有用的，要等候神的帮助。
So I realized that. Our own effort is useless. We must wait patiently for God's system.
所以就我们就等候神的时间，我们基督徒要做的就是等候。
So as Christians, I think we just need to wait, have patience to wait for God's time.
下面经文我就不念了。回头那家人的情况就是忧虑，才成了现在的光景。
And so that family, I think, is because they were constantly worrying, and that led them to their current situation.
彼得当时也是忧虑，在地上有没有吃喝，他就回去打鱼了。
And I think Peter at the time was also worried and concerned whether he'll have something to eat, and so that's why he went back to his old ways of fishing.
彼得也有老婆孩子要养活，所以去打鱼啊。
Is it because Peter also had a family and had a wife and kid that he needed to provide for? So that's why he went back to fishing? That's my guess.
我们信靠耶稣走属天之路的人肯定也有难处。
So I think as Christians, as believers, as we on our way walking the path, the heavenly way, we all have challenges.
耶稣当时就和他门徒讲了，我们现在也是一样。
And Jesus already told his disciples at the time, and we today are the same.
我们靠着神，我们的难处交给耶稣，我们什么有要什么有要要担心的呢？
But however, if we rely on God and we hand all our burdens over to Jesus, what else do we have to worry about?
我自己做见证，这么多年的经验告诉我，信靠耶稣的，再大的困难也能过去。
So my experience all these years tells me that.By relying upon our Lord Jesus, no matter how great the challenge is, we will be able to overcome it.
因为我们的主担当了我们的忧虑。
Because our Lord already took care of our concerns.
其实我和弟兄姐妹是一样的，常常被世上的忧虑烦恼所拖累。
So I'm just like brothers and sisters, and oftentimes I am bogged down by the troubles of this world.
我们有时候我自己也很担心，就会变成这样。在马可福音里面描写的这种人。
And oftentimes I worry that I become the person described in Book of Mark.
马可福音四章十八十九节。
Mark chapter 4 verse 18-19.
还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来又世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲，把进来把道挤住了，就不能结实。
And others are the ones of whom seed was sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things enter in and choke the word, and it become unfruitful.
我也很害怕我有没有被这些思虑和私欲带过去。
And so I myself was oftentimes very afraid and concerned whether I have been deceived by the worries and desires of this world.
让我不明白神的旨意。
And to a point that I do not understand, cannot see God's will clearly.
这就像两种征战一样，我们是愿意亲近神的，但是还有其他的东西把我们拉走。
It's like we're constantly having this battle between two sides. We want to be closer to God, but then always something that's pulling us away.
那怎么办呢？我的体会是有这个办法。
And what can we do about it? So my experience tells me that we definitely have a way to deal with this.
就是耶稣给了我们一个办法，让我们擘饼喝杯来纪念他。
Jesus gave us this method, this way, and that is we break bread and drink from the cup in order to remember him.
我们教会每周都有，这不是一个仪式。
And so we have this every week in our church, and it's not just a formality.
这是主给我们一个让圣灵充满的好办法。
It's not just a ritual, but rather it's a great way for God to fill us up with the Holy Spirit.
如果你来，愿意把你的心思意念被神充满。
If you come and you're willing to allow your mind and your heart to be filled by the Holy Spirit,
你就不会被思虑和私欲带走。
And you won't be led away by the worries and desires.
而是结出十倍百倍的果实来。
But rather you will bear fruit 10, 100-fold.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主天父，真是谢谢主，让我们一起来分享主的话语。
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share your words.
我们真是感谢主，因为你给了我们这么大的恩典。
I want to thank you, Lord, for giving us such a great blessing.
即使我们退却，即使我们心里不坚定，但是你一次一次的把我们拉回来。
And even though we have infirmities and uncertainness in our hearts, but you strengthen us again and again.
对你给我们这么多的爱，我们能做什么呢？我们做的就是一生要跟随你。
How we can repay you for all the love that you have shown us, what we can do is to follow you for the rest of our lives.
直到有一天到天上见你的面。
Until the day we see you face to face.
谢谢主，感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you, Lord, and we pray this in your victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.